hiya, tourist. You say you get to the airport and find out your charter flight's on a Zeppelin? And they serve London broil and you almost choke to death on a buffalo nostril? And you ask for a blanket and they give you one with hay all over it? And you check into a hotel in Lebanon and the maid comes in with a minesweeper? And you go to the flea market in Barcelona and they're selling your luggage? And Grandpa got locked in a Swedish sauna bath and was rescued by a kindly St. Bernard dog who took him home in his mouth? Is that what gives you the feeling your next trip will be to Disneyland, cousin? Well, lift your head up high and dump the beret. You say you think you left the oven on back in Denver? Too late! Don't let him know you can't speak the language. Look hip and chuckle. Oh, there goes the Eiffel Tower. Too late. If the tip's included, why is he staring at me like that? And remember, if it's June in January, you're probably in Rio de Janeiro. Hey there, seeker of new horizons. You say you get into a scuffle at the Moscow McDonald's and someone shoves a kasha knish up your nose. And Uncle Fred's athlete's foot acted up on him and he took a side trip to Lourdes. And ditzy Aunt Doris opened up a secret bank account in Switzerland and she lost her secret number and forgot the name of the bank and the city. And you decide to rough it at a senior citizen's hostel and have to share a cot with a 300-pound guy in long underwear with a combination money belt and truss. And Uncle Everett fell out of a gondola and climbed aboard a floating pizza. And your sister Clara, the campus radical, bought an 80-foot statue of Lenin for $25, and UPS refuses to deliver it. And cousin Orville, who's always been curious, was picked up in Hamburg for watching a free-for-all between a transvestite and a hyena. Does all this seem to take the zip out of jet-setting Bunky? Well, fasten your seatbelt and check the parrot. Don the lederhosen and strut up unto den Linden with a smile on those luber lips and a melody in your hats. There goes the Sphinx. Too late. You say you went on a no-frills airline and had to stand all the way to Calcutta? Remember what the Swami says. He who seeks the key to happiness doesn't realize they just changed the lock. Hiya, Flippo. You say you pay $500 for a room in Venice and find out it's below the waterline. And Uncle Grover, the incurable romantic, went to Casablanca to look for Rick. And you're in Sicily and all you know in Italian is Bafangul. And Uncle Felix was halfway up the Matterhorn and got an eagle up his jeans. And you're at an outdoor cafe and a backpacker steals your coffee. And cousin Calvin was strong-armed at the Wax Museum for molesting Anne of Cleves. And Aunt Martha went to see the changing of the guard and got dumped upon. And Grandpa was arrested at Berchtesgaden. He refused to get out of Hitler's bed. Is that why you brought your travel agent up on charges, Flippo? Well, get rid of the sneakers and flaunt those Birkenstocks. If you can't make it to Heathrow, you land in Greenland. So what? That's part of the fun. You say you hid your money in your shoes and wore through $3,000. So what? Memories. You say you zip up your fly in the metro and get it caught on a gypsy's hand. Those are the perks. Remember, he who rides the one-humped camel may never Charleston again. They go the Alps! Too late.
Start projector now.
What could be more fun than jumping in your car and heading down the open road with your family beside you? Frankly, heading down the open road with a blonde like that beside you. A recent survey reveals that over 4,300,000 motorists take to the highway every Sunday, and that often as many as 218 of them get back safely. Motoring as a hobby offers relaxation. It provides thrills. It reveals new sights. It stimulates your mind. And last but not least, it tears the hell out of your car. Of course, when motoring great distances, you must anticipate mechanical difficulty. Sometimes the trouble is of a minor nature and can be remedied simply by installing a new motor. On the other hand, the trouble may prove serious, and you'll find yourself stranded. When in this position, one has to solicit the aid of others in transit. This means of getting from one point to another is more commonly referred to by the colloquial term hitchhiking. It has been successfully employed by various types, such as college youths, the Wanderlust Fraternity, and the Knights of the Open Road, better known as hobos. A fundamental principle in making the hitch is to allow and at the same time project a friendliness or personality that will win over even the wariest of motorists. You will find in most cases that the average motorist is suspicious. Consequently, the successful application of the hitchhike principle rests principally with your ability to cast aside the motorist's suspicion at his first glance. The actual physical phase, that is to say, by all means, do not seem over-anxious. The bare fact of the matter is, who isn't anxious? That is to say, if the motorist feels you're anxious, and who isn't, it might mean the slightest but important difference between his stopping or not stopping. Then again, I'm a married man, but of course, that doesn't stop me from thinking about it. And, well, if the motorist suspects your motives, there's only one thing to do, and I'd love to. Of course, the unidigital extension method is traditional and quickly recognized by... The best things in life are three. No, two. I mean, that is to say, three. The best breast in things... my wife and kiddies... Let it go.
Is this Ajax Travel Bureau?
Yes, it is. Wait, feet come in, young man.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to go to the South Sea Island.
Ah, what a coincidence. Just this morning, I sent a lovely young couple down to Bogota.
Yeah, no, Bogota's in Colombia.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Well, I'll be hearing from them. I thought it was in Tahiti.
No.
You married, are you?
Yes, I am.
Can I see a picture of your wife?
There she is.
That's her. You're to be pitied, young man. That's an ugly woman. You ought to send her to Canada. She'd look good up there.
Canada?
Moose country. She'd fit right in.
Are you married?
No, I'm a widower.
Oh, too bad.
Ah, poor little thing. She fell off the Empire State Building. Three somersaults and a splat. Oh. It's tragic.
Were you with her when she fell?
No one's ever been able to prove it. I've got an opening to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Hong Kong.
No, I don't think so.
Ah, you like that? Get your shirts done for 6 cents.
No, I think if we went to the Orient, we'd rather go to Tokyo.
Ah, Tokyo, I ask. That's right for Hiroshima, lands, I believe.
Is that right?
I believe so. If he's still living, can't tell about those birds. Always committing harikari. Yeah. Now, not like jujitsu. Stay away from it. It's no good for you. How's that look to you?
Fine.
It used to be warped. Maybe you want to go to Borneo.
Borneo?
Ah, go down there and meet the wild man of Borneo.
Oh, there's a wild man there.
You betcha. I hope to tell you.
Have you ever seen him?
No, of course, I've never even seen Bo Diddley.
My wife and I went to Hawaii last year.
Yeah, I saw your shirt. Suppose you went over there to see Don Ha.
Ho.
Who?
Ho.
Not Ha.
No.
Oh.
Ho.
That's all. I got a picture of Hawaii here.
It's in black and white.
Of course, it was taken during October.
And it's moving.
I have to tell you, it's an earthquake. You see the lava?
Lava.
No, thank you. I'll have a martini if you got one.
No, I don't drink.
Oh, a junkie.
No, I'm no junkie. The strongest thing I put in my body is an aspirin.
An upper freak. Don't mind if I drink.
No, go right ahead.
Thank you very much. I got some right here in my cane. Godfrey Daniel, I can't get it open.
What do you know about Pango Pango?
I'm sorry.
Pango, Pango.
Oh, stay away from there, stay away from there, whatever you do.
Why is that?
11 years ago, I came this close to being barbecued by the savages. Get nightmares, think about it to this day. Came rushing at me, carrying spears.
They were all carrying spears?
Not all of them. Some carrying knives and forks. Some carrying salt and pepper.
Yeah.
One was carrying Worcestershire sauce. Just about when they were going to run me through.
Yes?
I jumped up and did my impersonation of Amos and Andy.
Oh, they like that.
Ate my partner, though. Poor devil. Made him into bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse?
He didn't want it that way. He was a frog.
Well, when I first came in, you mentioned Tahiti.
Garden spot of the South Seas.
I think my wife and I would like to go there.
Airlines?
Tahiti.
Ajax Travel Bureau here.
Beautiful moon.
Book two to Bogota.
Excuse me, young fella. Do you know where they sell tickets for the Greyhound bus in here?
Right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
At the ticket booth. There's a signed ticket sold here. Isn't that the damnedest? That's the damnedest. Isn't that the damnedest?
Yes, I guess.
When do they go on sale?
In 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's not long. That's not long at all. 15 minutes? That's a quarter of an hour. Do you know what the time is now? I must have left.
Yes, it's a quarter to the clock.
It's a quarter to, is it?
Yes.
Is it really a quarter to?
Clock's right up there.
Already. You don't say. No kidding.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Quarter to what?
It's quarter to eight.
It's a quarter to eight, is it? Is it really a quarter to eight?
Yes.
So, this opens at 8. You're the line, aren't you? I'll bet you're the line. You don't mind if I stand beside you here,
no,
you know,
fine.
Rather than line up behind you already. Nothing to see standing behind you except the back of your neck. Mind you, it's worse when people have pimples all over the back of their neck.
Oh, God.
During the war, there was a fella in our regiment.
Oh, no.
He had pimples. He had pimples so bad... He got shot and no one noticed. So, where are you headed? Where are you bound, as they say? Where are you off to? Where are you making for? Where are you directed to? You got a destination in mind, have you? Where's your terminus of arrival?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Beautiful. Vancouver. Beautiful.
Yes.
I've never been there. Ah, but I've seen it on the beachcombers with Bruno Juicy, and it's beautiful. But let me tell you one thing about Vancouver. It's on the West Coast. You can remember that. You won't end up wandering up and down the Eastern Seaboard for 3 days looking for Vancouver. Worst 3 days I ever spent. I'm not going to Vancouver.
What a shame.
Yeah. Well, I'm just headed home. Headed home to Bala, Ontario. I'm from Bala, Ontario. You ever been to Bala?
No.
Oh, you must have been to Bala.
No.
Oh, everyone's been to Bala. It's just up Highway 169.
No.
Yes, it is. I know. I live there. Okay.
No,
if
I've
you're
never...
on Highway 169, you'd pass Campbell's Landing.
I've never been there.
And then
heard
you go
the
right
place.
Through Torrance. And there you are. You're in Bala.
It. Oh, shut up.
Oh, this'll ring a bell. This'll ring a bell. The
no.
key to Bala, huh?
Oh, stop
the
it,
only
please.
Place for entertainment.
I don't care.
Key to Bala, that'll ring it. Our daughter, our oldest, she used to go there.
Shut
to go there quite regularly.
Oh, God,
she
please.
Saw
you're
the Kingston Trio there in 1964.
No,
it was 65. No. You're right. And then right next to that, there's the quilt shop, and then
no.
there's the Bala Inn.
Up.
Here, this will ring a bell. This will get the chimes. This is it. The Bala Bay Boater.
I huh? am not interested in a stupid little town full of stupid little people and their stupid little lives.
Oh, you've been there, have you?
All right, if that's the way you want it, I've been to Bala.
Well, I thought...
I was born and raised in Bala,
well,
okay?
I
own Bala.
Well, I mean, if
Bala brings back
sure.
a lot of bad memories
good.
For
okay.
me. I don't want to talk about Bala anymore.
Well, Me either. I mean, it's not like it's Park Carling.
Where?
Okay, if you're on the 169,
shut you go up.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Arriva, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guantanamo. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
dollars so the world will go.
Here I go.
I'm Alabama, so Alabama, I'm Alabama boy.
Giraffe. Fly at night, in the morning we land. Fly at night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes fast. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest. Yeah, you need some rest.
Thank you. Rochdale to Orcharias, from Orcharias to Dorking, from Dorking it's back to Rochdale, from Rochdale to Orcharias. You spend half your life in transit, but that's just the way God plans it. Pack a shirt and some fresh pajamas, that's all you need. Try to get a flight out to someone, but Air Jamaica don't fly on Sunday. Gotta get a flight out to someone, because I wanna see the mama and the papa. When I look into your blue eyes, I bend the truth but I never tell you lies. I need my lover, I need your care. Understand is not enough to make it cry. From Rochdale to Orcharias, from Orcharias to Dorking, from Dorking it's back to Rochdale, from Rochdale to Orcharias. Asleep in a stream of sunlight, awake in a dream at midnight. I'm rushing to wait for Jumbo, where am I now? Try to get a flight out to someone, but Air Jamaica don't fly on Sunday. Gotta get a flight out to someone, because I wanna see the mama and the papa. A dressing room so far from home, a corridor with a broken telephone. I wanna call but I got to go, the curtain's up and it's time to do the show. Sunlight, awake in a dream at midnight. I'm rushing to wait for Jumbo. Where am I now? You spend half your life in transit, but that's just the way God plans it. Pack a shirt and some fresh pajamas, that's all you need.
Everybody sing!
From Rochdale to Orcharias, from Orcharias to Dorking, from Dorking it's back to Rochdale. Oh, where are we now?
Sung by Mr. Bob Roberts, Columbia Record.
Was on the good ship Cuspidor, we sailed through Baffin's Bay. We tried her through the ocean where the bull was paid from hay. The captain said we'll try the ship, whatever else betide. And he drank a pint of gasoline with whiskey on the side. He had lost his breath, but soon it was restored. It was midnight in the galley, it was one to try to gap, but by the starboard watch was only 9:30. The first mate said, "On hit the mules, we're going through a lock." And then the boatswain went and put the larboard watch in hock, for the good ship didn't have a centerboard. A back belay, pull off a Baffin's Bay. We couldn't find the pole because the barber moved away. The boat was cold, we thought she'd get the grip, so the painters put three coats upon the ship. Hip, 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 pull off a Baffin's Bay. A brace of wild ducks perched upon the starboard mizzen flew. The captain strikes the braces, then he braces for a chew. He said, "We'll dine on duck and wine, I know we'll have good luck." There was no fiber high six, so the boatman chased the duck, and he piped the chicken through the forward hatch. We were told to weigh the anchor, but the scales were full of ice. We couldn't weigh it all at once, we had to weigh it twice. The second mate fell overboard, it dried him to the skin. He got aboard without a rope, we couldn't rope him in, for he lit aboard us with a parlor match. A vast delay, pull off a
began to blubber. He was sorely tried one day. He mashed a sweet potato on his hip, but he found she was a Saratoga tip. Hip, 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 pull off a Baffin Bay.
Now, do you remember this? These commercials for Southwest Airlines years ago. That was, I guess, best known as their "Want to Get Away" campaign. They would have somebody doing something really stupid, and then the voiceover says, "Want to get away?" That's how I feel this week. I'm not going to go into details, but we found out that our septic tank is in deep shit, if you'll pardon the pun. And it's going to cost us a lot of money to fix, but we do apparently still have a buyer for the house, and they're going to stand by, and hopefully we'll be able to get it done reasonably quickly, and then I, your host, KBC, here at the Bitslap, will be getting away to Maine. Stay tuned, I'll give you details, but it might be as soon as, like, say, a month or 6 weeks. Shit, I shouldn't say that. All right, anyway, so today we have, today we're traveling, because if I can't do it, then I can try anyway. I can do something about it. So we started with Eddie Lawrence, the late, great Eddie Lawrence, the tourist philosopher, followed by somebody anonymous. Turns out that was the soundtrack to one of those early 50s soft porn type films with, scantily clad women passing as naked. Yeah, okay. Hudson and Landry after that, Ajax Travel Bureau, Bill from Bala, was the Frantics, Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere, and I'll bet he has, Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, Alabama Bound, Tipsy Lee, Travel in Love, and then a couple of songs I've always thought belonged together. We heard from Diesel and Sausalito Summer Night, Chilliwack from 1977, that was Fly at Night, 10cc from Rochdale to Ocho Rios, and Bob Roberts, way back in the good old days, Sail Off for Baffin Bay. So my problem is, and it looks like I'm going to have to get my entire septic system replaced. We are also investigating whether we can tap into the sewer line to the neighboring town. I actually don't live in Denville. I live on the border of Denville in Booton Township. So the problem with that is that we're going to have to get the permission and the paperwork done for two towns. And if you've ever tried to do that kind of thing for one town, you know what I'm up against. So I am pulling my hair out, but it's something we can laugh about later. So while I'm laughing about it, you guys can get going. No need to wait for me. I'll be back shortly.
Yeah, yeah, por el vino, por la pizza, tutta Napoli. da di qua e di là. Tesoro, mi sta saltando fuori. Dico a me, questa danza ti fa dimagrire. Arriva,
fai il quiz.
Anche in Italia.
Ah, yeah.
Ich will nicht ins Kino. Ich will nicht ins Café. Ich wünsch mir kein Auto, kein Haus am Gipfelsee. Ich will nur nach Christin, Christ, ja, der ist okay.
Gateway to the South. We enter Balham through the verdant grasslands of Battersea Park, and at once we are aware that here is a land of happy, contented people who go about their daily tasks in truly democratic spirit. This is busy High Street, focal point of the town's activity. Note the quaint old stores whose frontage is covered with hand-painted inscriptions, every one a rare example of native Balham art. Let us read some of them as our camera travels past.
Cooking apples, choice eaters.
A song to remember at the Tandemount Cinema.
A suit to remember at Montague Moth.
Emotions conducted with decorum and taste.
Fight tonight, bring your own paper. Rally Thursday, Berkeley Square. Viscountess Lewisham and Mrs. Gerald Legg. Up the ruling classes.
This shows the manifold activities of Balham's thriving community. But in quiet corners, we still find examples of the exquisite workmanship that Balham craftsmen have made world famous. Toothbrush holesmanship.
On my forge, I carve the little holes in the top of toothbrushes. It is exciting work, and my forefathers have been engaged upon it since 1957. The little holes in the top are put in manually, or in other words, once a year. I recently had the honour of demonstrating my craft before the owner of Ice. He stopped by one day for a couple of words. I did not understand either of them.
So much for Balham's industries. Now let us see a little more of the town. Here is the great park covering nearly half an acre. This is where the children traditionally meet by the limpid waters of the old drinking fountain. A drinking fountain that has for countless years, across the vast aeons of time, given untold pleasure to man, woman, and child. Beside this fountain, donated by able counselor Quills as long ago as 1928, the little ones sit around a trim nursemaid and listen spellbound and enchanted as she reads them a story.
With one bound, he was by her side. Nora felt his hot breath on her cheek as he ripped the thin silk from...
We are now entering old Balham. Time has passed by this remote corner. So shall we. But Balham is not neglecting the cultural side. This is Eugene Quills, whose weekly recitals are attended by a vast concord of people. He has never had a lesson in his life. Such is the enthusiasm of Balham's music lovers that they are subscribing to a fund to send Eugene to Italy or Vienna or anywhere. Night falls on Balham. From Quill's Folly, Balham's famous beauty spot, which stands nearly 10 feet above sea level, the town is spread below us in a fairyland of glittering lights, changing all the time. Green, amber, red, red and amber, and back to green. The nightlife is awakening. the El Morocco Tea Room.
Hi, miss.
Yes, what do you want?
Pilchards.
They're off, dear.
Oh, baked beans?
Off.
Oh, meatloaf salad?
That's off, too.
Pot of tea?
No tea, dear.
Or just milk, then?
Milk's off.
Roll and butter, then?
No butter, dear.
Oh, just a roll.
Only bread, love.
I might have just as well have stayed at home.
Well, I don't know. It does you good to have a fling occasionally.
And so the long night draws on. The last stragglers make their way home, and the lights go out one by one as dawn approaches and the bell of St. Quill's Parish Church tolls 10 o'clock. Balham sleeps. And so we say farewell to this historic borough with many pleasant memories and the words of C. Quill Smith, Balham's own bard, burning in our ears.
Broad-bosomed, bold, becalmed, benign, lies Balham, four square on the northern line. Matched by no marvel save in eastern scene, a rose-red city, half as gold as green. By country churchyard, ferny fen and mere, what quills mute, inglorious, lies buried here? Oh, stands the church clock at 10 to 3, and is there honey still for tea?
Honey's off, dear.
This is Hawaii.
The 50th state?
We take you now to that tropical paradise island by means of ultra-modern celestial navigation.
As we approach the islands, it sounds as if the natives are restless tonight. Listen to their ritual tribal song.
We're still on the Outer Islands, and now we switch you to the capital of the new state, just
26 miles across the sea.
Talk now to the chief of the new state. Tell me, chief, what will be the chief new colors of the chief new state, huh, chief?
Nel blue, dipinto di blue.
Tell me, chief, what does your Hawaiian talking minor bird have to say about statehood?
Well, tell me, what do you do around here for excitement?
First of time.
Yes, and then what?
About the economic situation. What did Hawaii produce last year?
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Oh, yes, but what was that famous Hawaiian phrase we've heard so much about?
Una poca de gracia.
And what are the politicians saying about their future with statehood approaching?
It's only the beginning.
Okay, but what do the tourists think about statehood?
Just a dream.
How will the natives vote for statehood?
Secretly.
Yeah, but I'm worried about those dangerous volcanoes, Mac. What happens to the people when they erupt?
Smoke gets in your eyes.
As the sun sets slowly in the turntable, we have one parting question to ask about statehood for Hawaii.
Is it ever gonna happen?
Burmese land is like monkey land, a bothersome, troublesome place. Burmese land is like monkey land, listen, I'll tell you so. The Afro government told the people when 10 o'clock strikes 9, don't make a noise, don't be a nuisance, let the people sleep, let the people sleep. If a permit you should get, you can make a noise. If anyone asks, you can say, a permit we have got.
Ooh. Ooh.
Always it's this face, it's that face. Chinese, Burmese, Indian. Doom, 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 dang, 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 boom, 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 bang, bang, bang. A permit we have got. A permit we have got. Burmese land is like monkey land, a bothersome, troublesome place. Burmese land is like monkey land, to the lunatic asylum I'm going. Burmese land is like monkey land, a bothersome, troublesome place. Burmese land is like monkey land, to the lunatic asylum I'm going. Burmese land is like monkey land. Burmese land is like monkey land.
Bob Hind here, and today we have another amazing voyage on the Golden Hind. Hello, I'm Bob Hind. You know, hindsight is golden. Last week, when Heinz and Golda Klutschifter took us back 1,000 years to old Guadalajara, it was a journey which proved that the Aztecs invented the vacation. So, when you're planning your next vacation, get behind the Bob Hind overnight speed tour. Fly by night and sleep all day in the hot chocolatl springs. You know, Sundays was invented down there, making it the vacationer's paradise. Well, here's a pair of familiar adventurers. Let's say hello to Buzz and Bunny Kromhunger.
Hello.
Buzz, how is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
And let's see what films you have brought back of your latest castaway cruise.
Well, Bob, here we are on the screen now, serene and a little bit out of touch with reality as we wave the final goodbyes and cast away from the singles dock there at lovely Rancho Malario Clown Dominiums.
Goodbye.
And head down the runny old chilly Colorado River.
Look at that moss.
Oh, it's so thick and blue and soft like a tongue.
Who are these people?
Oh, these are the mosses.
She's ultra attractive.
Certainly.
And he's the very sharp, tall Jewish gentleman. There he is.
Uh-huh. And these are the rappers.
Oh, they look rough.
Oh, they are. Bunny and Sunny, Rapid.
They're grand.
Well, we're back on the river now, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the dangerous part.
That's it.
Certainly appeared dangerous. Oh, what are these off in the desert?
These are the buttes.
Those humps? Those are the mounds, Paul and Patty.
Oh, she is ultra attractive.
Oh, that blood-red hair and white, white skin made her the envy of all the German missionaries around.
I see what you mean.
Some.
Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Yeah, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see, with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
Uh-oh. Look at it. They're coming towards
They're coming
us
towards
now.
You now.
Oh. Here we are, waking up in the spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know who took these pictures, Buzz.
See, we don't really remember too much of this part.
It's kind of strange in here with the floating heads.
Right, like a dream.
That looks like a pair of women's shoes.
I see washing you down.
Oh, here we are now, Bob. Out of the spaceship, down healthy in the alien village. And this is actually in our own state of Arizona. They've been living like Indians there peacefully since 1949.
And most of them have never seen a human being.
Well, some of the young ones go to the movies and hooker, and that old man there says he's been to Chicago.
Oh. There he is. You can tell. See, he's saluting us.
Yes. What is this frenzied dance, Bunny?
Well, Bob, they do that to make themselves dizzy and work up big appetite.
The alien government staged these dances for us.
Who's that playing the piano?
That's the chief.
Well, they all play the piano just beautifully, too.
What are they doing now, Buzzy?
Well, actually, they're symbolically asking me to dance.
And here, symbolically, that old chief is stripping her clothes off.
Well, you're really dancing up a storm, Buzzy.
And here it comes.
Oh. And they insisted now, see, that Bunny join in.
Slipping.
See, I'm dancing there, and the liquid rain is soaking into my body like little tongues.
Yes, is this beating and clubbing a part of the dance?
Well, yes and no, Bob.
I don't remember. They got me right away.
And here they are, bringing all of us back to life.
Oh, we're good as new, and as you can see, we've been fully accepted into the alien community.
Well, that is very interesting.
Well, well.
Well, so actually you are both aliens right now.
Sure, yes, we were changed forever by that strange ritual from so far away.
And yet, so near, Bob. Yes.
Well, thank you, Buddy and Buddy Crumbhunger.
Thank you.
And say hello to your boy, Buzz.
No.
I didn't know he was old enough to be in medical school.
Buddy.
They just run the credits. Just keep talking. They run the credits over.
Oh,
this
is that it? Is that
our microphones are not on.
Been to the Piss Fest, Bob?
I know a place you never could face in geography.
Where can it be?
Come on with me.
Well, I never was there, but I hear it's a band.
Ah, you even see, it's just like old Nepali.
In the land of Yama Yama.
Panijali, Panijali, Panijala.
Like the blinking while you're drinking.
It's a place where the good fellows are.
Goodbye to all your sorrows,
for everyone's admitted to the bar.
In the land of Yama Yama,
Panijali, Panijali, Panijala.
Blowing along like a melody. Where can it be?
Why, in Napoli.
The girls are fair and everything there is in harmony.
It's the one place on earth to be.
In the land of Yambo Yambo, Panicchiali, Panicchiali, Panicchiala. Like the blinking while you're drinking. It's the place.
You hear about him in Monaco. He smoked cigarettes by the tackle. And when he's in debt, they open his head and they find a big ton of tobacco. You hear about Tony Felice. He went to see old Dr. Peters. The doctor he found when he turned him around that he had a pin in his fetus. You all know my brother Sylvester. He's got an egg in his chest. And when he's the east, the juices and meats, the gravy is next to his head.
In the land of Yambo Yambo, Panicchiali, Panicchiali, Panicchiala. Like the blinking while you're drinking, it's the place where the good fellows are. Goodbye to all your sorrow. You never hear them talk about the war. In the land of Yambo Yambo, Panicchiali, Panicchiali, Panicchiala.
I'll tell you one thing I can't stand.
Tell me.
About Russia is the dead bodies in your hotel room.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
Because I booked into a second-class hotel, you know, a second-class hotel, two stars, and I asked room service, you know, for a light meal because I was going sightseeing the next morning.
Mm.
And I said I'd like some chips and, you know, steak, medium rare, and a banana fritter, you know.
Mm.
And this bloke come up to the room, and frankly, it wasn't what I ordered. He brought up 3,000 dissidents with their testicles attached to electrodes. And I said, call this fucking room service, not room service. I said, I asked for chips, steak.
Yeah.
And banana fritters. I'll get 3,000 fucking dissidents on the train.
Well, they're trying to pull, eh? Well, they think we're cancelled.
I said, if you're expecting a tip, mate, if you're expecting a tip,
cut a fucking...
you can get the fuck out of my hotel room.
Yeah.
Anyway, they just dumped them down on the floor.
Yeah.
All these dissidents. I got talking to them, some nice blokes, actually.
Yeah.
Sergei Wolankov. Sergei Wolankov. Yes. Wolankov. He wrote some poetry. He wrote a poem saying, "The Soviet Union is a kazi, Mr. Brezhnev is a cunt, and I want my freedom." You see. And he published that in a dissident newspaper.
I'd rather be room service than in prison.
But I'll say one thing for Russia, the health service is tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you're ill, they kill you.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, there's no fucking about with cures.
Yeah, well, I got the right idea on that.
I'm from Big D, you can guess. By the way I draw and the way I dress, I'm from Big D. My, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A-S. And that spells Dallas, my darling, darling Dallas. Yes, it gives me pleasure to confess that I'm from Big D. My, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A-S. And that spells Dallas, where every home's a palace, cause the settlers settle for no less. Hooray for Big D, my, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A-S. And that spells Dallas, just dig a toe in Dallas, and there's oil all over your address. Back home in Big D, my, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A-S. And that spells Dallas, I mean it with no malice, but the rest of Texas is a mess. When you're from Big D, my, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A-S. Austin, I wouldn't get lost in Houston, I wouldn't get juiced in Laredo, I'd be afraid-o, Mahia, no way, El Paso, no classo, San Antone, too far from home, Midland, you gotta be kidding, San Angelo, oh no, take me back to Big D for my final rest, where the girls are good looking and the football used to be the best. Back home in Big D, my, oh yes, I mean Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A, Big D, little I-double-L-A.
The sky. I want you taping down the Memphis on a midnight ride. I want to know.
Hey, clear girl from the land. Yeah, run far from the land. Try to get a hand.
While they're still
no
in
good
New York.
Manson.
No, not Rockport, Indiana.
I canceled my train, it's the same, but I'm
oh,
staying.
Oh, New York's
to
the
stay.
Place to be.
Here in Manhattan with you.
Yes.
East side, west side, all around the town. We'll trip the life fantastic, but not in Rockport, Indiana.
Oh, New York's the place to be.
Much better. Finish up my pina colada here. Okay, put this aside. Where's that damn playlist? Who cares? All right, here we go. All right, we started that set with Chubby Checker, Twisting Around the World. Peter Sellers after that. Balham, Gateway to the South. In his best American accent, Ron and John from 1959, celebrating Hawaii statehood from our break-in collection. Burmese Land, yes, Burmese Land from Kara Stewart. Bet you're sorry you heard that. The Golden Hind from the Firesign Theater off of Everything You Know Is Wrong. Van and Schenk after that in the Land O' Yamo Yamo. I've been there. Derek and Clive after that in Russia. Jimmy Mitchell, my big favorite, Jimmy Mitchell himself. I'm from Big D. High Hopes after that, Traveling Band, and back to Rockport, Indiana, from a show called This is Oldsmobility from Guess Who. And I think that's the same show that gave us Gotta Get a Car. I had an Oldsmobile for a long time. It was a good car. Okay, so that does it for this week. I have two more because, you know, the horrible thing about going away is that you got to come back. And that's what the next two songs are kind of about. I want to remind you that coming up next week is the WFMU Record Fair. I will be there along with my cohort, Mr. Steve Krinsky, and this will be the final KBC sell-off. So if you're in the neighborhood, drop by and say hello. I'm trying to get rid of everything. We have fire sale prices at Hurricane... we have Hurricane stuff at fire sale prices, something like that. I'll think of something clever for next week. But anyway, I hope to see you there. If not, I will be back with some sort of thing next week. I think I'm probably going to have to do a psych version because those are the easiest to put together. I can just take like 12 songs and make a show out of it. So we'll see what we get done for next week. In the meantime, wish me luck with my shitty problem, if you'll pardon the pun. And I always tell my wife, you know, we can laugh about this someday. She says, shut the hell up. There's words of wisdom out of the mouths of babes. I'll see you next week. Don't get lost.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, I'm longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away.
Of my old music. dirty and low. Pass right before the door. You can always get a tinder in your eye. And my family all make faces at the passing engineer. That is how we get our winter coal supply. Neath the clinging ivy vine, there's a big Bordoran sign. On the chicken house it says, take the jump pill. On the old red barn you read, that's a story you need. And the pigsty advertises frosted milk. Oh, the back fence is held up by tariff garters. On the windmill there's a big, big roller door. On the back porch is a sign, greeting mill and food for mine. The